This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a bill that suspends the U.S. government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, averting what would have been a first-ever default. More from Reuters' Lisa Bernard.
Biden hailed it as a bipartisan triumph in his first ever Oval Office address to the nation as president.
There were extreme voices threatening to take America for the first time in our 247-year history into default on our national debt. Nothing would have been more irresponsible. No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed.
Both parties cobbled together an 11th-hour deal that suspends the debt limit until January 2025 and caps spending, and it passed through the Senate and the House this week.
That is Reuters' Lisa Bernard reporting. With rescue work completed, authorities have begun clearing the mangled wreckage of two passenger trains that derailed in eastern India, killing over 300 people and injuring hundreds in one of the country's deadliest rail accidents in decades. Investigators are looking into possible causes behind the Friday night train crash in the district eastern of Odisha State, including whether human error or signal failure played a role. 15 bodies were recovered on Saturday night. Despite government efforts to improve rail safety, several hundred accidents occur every year on India's railways. And China's defense minister defended sailing a warship across the path of an American destroyer and Canadian frigate transiting the Taiwan Strait, to a gathering of some of the world's top defense officials.